Texte numéro 128. Why work from home when you can work from Barbados, Bermuda or Estonia? When Lamin Ngobi, a high school teacher at a charter school in Wilmington, Delaware, saw a social media post last month about working remotely in Barbados for 12 months, his interest was piqued. My school probably won't reopen for in-person classes, at least until February 2021, and I want to be in a country that's safer, health-wise, and also enjoy the quality of life, he said of the reasons for considering a temporary relocation. I reached out to my school leaders, and they were very supportive of my decision. When it announced its 12-month welcome stamp program in mid-July, Barbados became one of the first of several countries in regions from the Caribbean to Eastern Europe to create programs for remote workers. The programs employ either special visas or expand existing ones to entice workers to temporarily relocate. Other countries offering similar visas currently include Estonia, Georgia, and Bermuda. A substantial drop in these countries' tourism numbers is a key reason for the new programs. Tourism is the lifeline of the country, said the US Director of Tourism for Barbados. Tourism accounted for 14% of the country's annual gross domestic product in 2019, according to data published by the Central Bank of Barbados, and had a record number of international arrivals of more than 710,000. But in 2020, the number of visitors during the months of April, May and June were near zero. The tourism director said that the country's new remote worker visa program will help with those numbers. A 12-month period will allow visitors to experience the country in a holistic way, he said. More than 1,000 applications from around the world were submitted within the first week, Barbados officials said, with the majority of responses from the United States, Canada and Britain. Even before the pandemic, the number of remote workers worldwide was growing. Research from the consulting firm MBO Partners found that the number of independent workers in the United States, which includes consultants, freelancers and temporary workers, was around 41 million in 2019. More than 7.3 million workers in the United States described themselves in 2019 as digital nomads, those who chose to embrace a location-independent lifestyle that allowed them to travel and work remotely. MBO Partners' Chief Operations Officer notes that the international leverage of freelancers is increasing considerably. We absolutely expect interest in becoming a digital nomad to spike among independent workers in the coming years. COVID-19 has accelerated the adoption of widespread remote work, and independent workers will be among the first to take advantage of a location-independent, technology-enabled lifestyle, he said. Adapted from the New York Times, August 2020.